Hello, my dear friends, and good day to you and a great weekend to you as well. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden with the weekend edition of Seeds of Encouragement, a special guest today, and we're coming to you from Jacksonville, Florida, where I'm sitting down to talk with Ben Frazier, a longtime friend, a great mentor, a veteran broadcaster, and also an entrepreneur in the Jacksonville area. We're so glad to have him. And so we recorded this interview just a few weeks ago. They're in Jacksonville. They're along the St. John's River. Tim Tuden and my mentor, Ben Frazier. Listen in.
I'm with Ben Frazier, a very good friend and mentor here in Jacksonville, Florida. And he's actually planting seeds of encouragement into me. Ben, good to see you.
Hello there, Dr. T.
Just in terms of this sense of motivation and encouragement, how has it made a difference in your life?
Well, motivational speaking is a part of my background, but I was prompted probably earliest by some of the old guys in the field. People, names like Zig Ziglar, names like Jim Rohn, who talked to me about discipline in their audio tapes, Les Brown and others.
Just in terms of everyday living, you know, our show talks about everyday living, everyday encouragement. How important is that?
Everyday living and encouragement, we've got to encourage ourselves. In the words of a great preacher, we have to have more faith in our faith and more doubt in our doubt. And sometimes we must fill our lives with affirmations so that we remember the promises of God.
People may not know, but I met you back in 1979, and I was a budding reporter in college, and you encouraged me. What did you see, and this is not to build me up, what did you see in this young, starry-eyed journalist back then?
Well, what I saw in you, I see in many people as I look over the youngsters that we run into our lives and our families and in our social lives, and that is a certain hunger, a desire. What we used to call that, the reporters, is the fire in the belly. With regard to anything that we do, we must have a certain passion for it. You've got to want it. If you work it, it will actually work, but you've got to work it. You've got to make it work.
In terms of a plan, we talk about nothing just happens, but in life, in living, getting a plan, how key is that?
Well, there's an old saying that if you don't have a plan to succeed, the only plan you have is a plan to fail. Planning is crucial in terms of anything that we do. You've got to put it down in black and white. I think that so often these days in this technology that we're into now, people forget to write. But I think that key to living your life in an organized and disciplined fashion is starting your day off with a list, your things to do list.
Ben Frazier, a good friend of mine here in Jacksonville, Florida, getting a chance to fellowship. We're sitting in a restaurant just enjoying each other and encouraging each other. Take time today to encourage someone else and be able to listen to receive encouragement as well.
I want to thank Ben Frazier for his time and for his words of encouragement. This interview was recorded in Jacksonville, Florida, along the St. John's River, as Ben and I got a chance to reconnect and to talk about the kinds of things that will encourage one. And this really is a major seed. I pray you'll continue to listen to us over the weekend and over the course of this week. You can always find us on sermonaudio.com in case you've missed some of the past Seeds of Encouragement. That's sermonaudio.com, and just search for Harvest Christian Ministries. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries, with another Seed of Encouragement.